Babel story from the Bible basically shows how, it recounts or reconstructs how languages were created, where people were trying to build a certain tower very high to reach the sky. And for their over-ambition, God created all of these languages among them so that they couldn't talk to each other.
Languages we have at the moment have been the result of, you know, systematic changes as people, you know, spread out, you know, and, you know, make modifications to their, you know, phonological aspects of the language, grammatical aspects, etc.
They speak Sindhi, because Sindhi is very sweet and very sweet language.
Indonesia have a 27 provinces, and they have a different language, but our language is actually Indonesian language.
If people have similar genes, they tend to speak also similar languages. Genes change much more slowly than languages, and therefore similarities between populations, although this may seem big to us, if you look at the skin color, some people are dark and some are light, and it seems like a big difference. But if you look at the genes, the populations are very similar.
In the early 20th century, it was considered racist to talk about connections between genes and languages. And I think this was because they were talking about primitive languages and primitive peoples.
Languages are always, all of them, constantly changing precisely because they're learned, they're transmitted, and every generation hears a slightly different mix of speakers, interacts with its own peers in different ways. Every child learns a slightly different variant of the language. So all languages always change
gradually.
Canada,